Hi, I'm Katie Mack, founder of Katie Mack Consulting and the Simplify Success Movement. I'm passionate about creating time for child care professionals to focus on shaping our children's futures by managing the marketing and social media management task. So many times I've seen amazing professionals in the child care arena struggle with the strategic and marketing sides of business. I myself have felt overwhelmed and insecure about my ability to run a successful business even after earning several certificates and degrees. And as a single mom to two amazing toddler girls, I know all too well how challenging it can be to build a successful business while creating a life outside of work. I dream of helping childcare providers reach their full potential and love their business. This podcast is my way to help more childcare professionals start and run their dream businesses. I will still be working one-on-one with a few select clients that are ready to dive deep and really expand their businesses, but I hope you join me weekly for this journey into finding full enrollment and ways to simplify your success. As promised in the last episode, I'm diving right into the meat of the content. There are a few common money mistakes made by childcare providers, and yes, I have made my share of these. The first common mistake is not having a separate business and personal bank account. You don't have to have any fancy type of business account, but it's best not to cut corners on this one. Keep your business and personal finances separate to save you time and frustration in the long run. It is best to start a separate account for your business before you collect any revenue or generate any expenses. This will make it easier for you to do accounting, plan for quarterly taxes, and budget for any unpredictable months that may lie ahead. Another common mistake is immediately making big purchases for your business. When you start a new business, it's understandable that you want all the new laptops, tablets, website, classroom equipment, and best software. But in the beginning, focus on revenue-generating activities and investments. You can use an older laptop to run your business in the short run. You could take full advantage of free websites instead of spending time building and designing one. Technology is great for kids, but you can build a great program without the use of tablets. And keep your classroom simple. Let the real attraction to your business be you and the knowledge you have to find creative ways to teach children. Another mistake that is often made is incurring credit card debt with the expectation of future revenue. The tried and true advice still holds. Never count your eggs before they hatch. I fully understand this piece of advice is going to go against what other business coaches will say, but I fell into this myself when I was setting up an amazing classroom and got into credit card debt. I advise to exercise prudence with credit cards, especially in the beginning. The first year of any business is going to present you with many variables. You don't need this type of stress on top of building a successful business. While I'm able to help my clients reach full enrollment fast and they have great cash flow, I do not advise taking on any debt in the first year that you cannot pay within 30 days. I want to help build long-term successful businesses, not a flash-in-the-pan program. The last common mistake is not setting a clear budget for your business. As a founder and manager, your job is to steer your business towards being profitable. You can best do this if you have a carefully planned budget for operational, marketing, and other expenses. Having a clear budget increases financial discipline and clarifies the roadmap to business growth. Thank you for allowing me to introduce myself again today. I'm excited to start this new journey with this podcast. Whatever stage you're at, I will make sure to add value and help you define and reach your goals. Now, next week, I'm going to be answering some of the most common questions I get about how to start and grow a successful childcare business. And since I respect your time, all of my podcasts are going to be less than 10 minutes. In fact, I'm going to try to keep them around the 5-minute mark and still give you a lot of great content. So feel free to join me again next week for those questions and answers. But if you'd like more information about what I do and how I can help, come visit me on Facebook. It's under Katie Mack Consulting. I look forward to seeing you next week.